Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. And we are already talking about, can you believe it or not, the second month of 2021. Pam's going to let us know what's in store for the first week, starting February the 1st, Monday. And then I'm going to jump in with our Turbo Boost activation. Pam, we've made it to the second month.
Lovely. Yes, we have. We're in February and I'm doing the first. And we start out, the moon is in the sign of Virgo, and all the times I give are Eastern time, so please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. And the moon goes void, of course, at 6:10 a.m. And what that means when the moon is void, of course, is it's not making any other geometric aspects to another heavenly body before it changes signs. But it then goes in the sign of Libra at 6:25 a.m. So that's a really quick void, of course, compared to some of them that I'll be talking about. So basically, when the moon is void, it's in that little envelope of time. Meditate, give yourself some breath work as you're waking up, savor the moment. Because once it changes signs and it's moved into Libra, we're in a pretty high energy period for communication, negotiation, contractual things, wrapping things up that have to do with discussions already in motion. It's a very charged couple of days. And good days, I think. Good days for negotiation, mediation, anything that has to do with legal things. Yes, we're in the waning moon cycle after the full moon, heading towards actually the fourth quarter moon, which happens in a couple of days. So the energetic thrust is more on wrapping things up, doing things already in motion. Not that you can't start things, but just be aware that what's happening is that the emotional energy, overall energy, is not as invested in kind of kicking things off and beginning them. But that doesn't mean that things can't get done. The other thing to keep in mind is that Mercury went retrograde a few days ago. So anything that's discussed really needs to be chewed on, thought out. You may find with the retrograde that discussions come back, things that were kind of floating or not going anywhere may resurface. And overall, this is a good time for all those things that have to do with the verbal, contractual, communicative sphere of what human beings do. Venus enters the sign of Aquarius, so we have a few weeks that just really intensify that love of networking, human connections, community, which is obviously hampered for those who are practicing protocol or aware of the pandemic concerns. We may see an intensification with whatever's happening with communication, such as the way we're doing it now via podcast or Zoom meetings, you may just see that a lot of, hey, need to talk to you comes across your screen or phone over the next day or so. One thing to keep in mind is towards the late afternoon, we may experience, some of us may experience a wrinkle of hurt or a kind of touching the bruise or a sense of whatever the injustice or unsettled piece of your psyche may be. How deeply this affects you has to do with where the moon is traveling in your personal horoscope. So once again, the moon is in the sign of Libra. So if you know your personal horoscope, what house is it affecting? What other planets are engaged in the dance? Because they signify how we are emotionally engaged over this time. And the other thing to be aware of is as we get to late afternoon, early evening, there can be some sort of disruption or upset information that, or a situation that comes up that is unanticipated. This isn't necessarily anything that's going to cause a ongoing impact, but it is important to be aware of your surroundings, especially as we get to the late afternoon, early evening on this day. Overall, a really lovely evening to connect, to converse, and to aim for high goals and wishes and expand your brain. The things that stimulate your sense of connectivity, travel, and also higher mind matters. On Tuesday, the energy is similar to what I've just been speaking about in an umbrella sense. One of the things to be aware of is there can be some confusion that happens, especially midday as we get towards later in the afternoon, mid-afternoon. So what's important at this point is to, if you're feeling a sense of you don't have all the puzzle pieces yet, or you're finding it hard to focus, please recognize that the best antidote to that is meditate, time out. Any way you can just sort of allow yourself to space out a bit. Oftentimes what happens is we keep trying to solve the problem by staring at it, spinning it a different way, trying to figure out solutions that are eluding us. When if we just step back, change the channel, do something different, especially something that's restorative, like baking, gardening, taking a walk, as I said, meditating, doing some yoga. What happens is we allow space in the brain to solve the problem. We can't solve the problem always intellectually. We think we can because we live in this solar society that emphasizes logos in the brain all the time. But that is not the way that the brain also always is able to access all the file cabinets and the synapses connect and all that stuff. What really helps us is when we allow ourselves the space to connect to the void, the greater sphere, however we want to, whatever words we want to use for the universal unconscious, and then the information can present itself. And many people may feel a strong need to communicate, connect this evening, and oh, it's also Groundhog Day, I should mention, in bulk in the ancient pagan calendar. And so this is, I think, a really great day to find ways to open up and expand, even within whatever enforced hermitage you may be utilizing in order to practice safe pandemic protocol. So on Wednesday, and the other thing I need to mention is that there may be something that comes in via the news or a bigger message. It might have to do with employer, something that you're connected with in a monetary or investment capacity where it may feel as though there's some sort of stoppage or block or thing that can't quite be figured out. Oftentimes what happens is we have to know the problem before we can solve it. We have to see the situation before we can embrace it and move beyond it. And in this instance, I also get the sense that it's confronting the shadow, which on Groundhog Day, is, we will see if the little rodent, how it reacts depending on where it is. But there always seems to be a cancel one and out thing that happens on Groundhog Day, depending which burrow you happen to be following. So on the 3rd, the moon goes void, of course, at 1:15 a.m. So that's in the wee hours of the morning, but it enters Scorpio at 9:15 a.m. So for early risers, it's an excellent time to meditate, savor the morning. I can't recommend enough, like writing your to-do list the night before if you have to hit the ground running in the morning, because otherwise it may be hard to kind of get the gears in motion with that void of course moon. But as of when it enters the sign of Scorpio, this is a really interesting couple of days because it's not necessarily easy, but it's dynamic. So if you've been engaged in hard discussions, situations that require like, even some headbutting or figuring out solutions to hard situations. And many of us are at this point in time. It could be financial. It could be something that has to do with, I'll use the word survival. So how we can come to solutions, the best artillery for these couple of days is to meet situations head on. If you've been procrastinating something or avoiding something, not wanting to look at it, a discussion with a friend or loved one, something that may have to do with as I said, finances, health, investment, ways that we share money or make decisions together. These are excellent days to basically open the doors and bring some light into the dark spaces. Not going to be easy necessarily, but it appreciates the the confrontation and being able, and that doesn't mean the confrontation has to be difficult or invasive, but it does mean that ignoring a situation is not the solution over these couple of days, because what will happen is we're going to be presented with it regardless. So being able to move through it is a great way to be. The other way this might manifest is it could just be something that's rather mundane, like addressing some plumbing in your house or something that's under the surface that would be best served by being addressed and fixed before it becomes very problematic. So consider if something comes in your mind, either from hearing this or the morning of or throughout the day, what you might invite into a dialogue, even though it may initially be uncomfortable, because the resolution potential is really, really strong. And you can get surprised or engaged in a way that you didn't expect at the later part of the day on Wednesday. Thursday, very similar energy to what I just discussed. It is at that quarter moon period, so it's it adds to the tension of the day. But the actual reality is that we're in a really good window from, well, let's just call it in the dream time. So if the problem hasn't been solved or you're still feeling unsettled about it, the best way to invite in, again, inspiration and potential and alternative solutions is to go to sleep with the trust that this is bigger than you, and you trust that the answers are available to you when you allow yourself that sense of my ego is dissolving and I am inviting in better solutions. And it's much easier to fall asleep, especially if we're grappling with something that's kind of big, if we relax into the knowingness that a solution will come to us when we allow it. So the moon goes void, of course, at 4:20 a.m. on Friday the 5th, and it enters into Sagittarius at 12:16 afternoon. So what I love about this morning is that when the moon is in the sign of Scorpio and it's void, of course, a lot of astrologers would say that was not really a great time because the moon in Scorpio is, it's, well, as I said earlier, it's always working for survival and the sense of survival. And there's all different places on the spectrum with that. So when it's void, of course, we can ease into an emphasis of what I just discussed, that sense of trust that we are a child of the universe and entitled, as any child in the universe is, to the gifts before us when we release the sense of the power of our happiness is all within us. We could argue about this philosophically, it is, but it isn't, da, 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 da. I do think the thing that matters is that sense that we are, as each of us is as deserving as the other. And when we allow that sense, several things happen. One is that we open up to potential and possibilities for ourselves. But then the other is we recognize that every person is entitled to the same universal wealth. And part of what stops our ability to celebrate that is a sense of there isn't enough. And that's something that Moon and Scorpio energy knows really well, because the child who's born with that often has a sense of continual need for survival and a sense of, I'll use the word distrust, about that message that I just gave you. So the higher energetic manifestation of Moon and Scorpio is to recognize that Achilles heel response and to expand beyond it. And that's when Scorpio moves from the scorpion to the eagle, and then ultimately the phoenix energy. So in that void of course moon period, I invite us all to, even if you just have a couple of minutes, really sink in to the soar of the eagle and the resurrection of the phoenix, the total fire of that passionate energy. So at 12:16 p.m., once the moon is in the sign of Sag, now we're in this complement to what happened earlier in the week, where we're able to really kind of cook and move quickly with a lot of those connections that we were nurturing and believing in earlier. And then, of course, we had the bumpy period with the moon in Scorpio that basically said to us, well, yes, this is achievable, but even more so when you confront your shadow and your fears. So now, on Friday afternoon, evening, all day on Saturday, we are in this juicy period of expansion and reaching for the brass ring on the carousel and hopefully being in nature, if possible, at different points. If you're out late driving for some reason or riding in a car or moving about, pay attention to where you are. Again, there's there's this kind of disruptive energy, which I think is part of the electric energy of the week. But you don't have to like experience a negative encounter with it, especially if you stay on alert and stay open to inspiration and revelation. There's a Venus-Saturn picture in the sky at this point in time, really talks about relationships with integrity and those kind of connections. So a lot can happen and be accomplished over these couple of days. The moon goes void, of course, on the wee hours of the 7th at 1:16 p.m. And it doesn't enter Capricorn until 3:52 of that afternoon. So this is one of those examples of a longer void, of course. And I would say be in nature, let your body move, expand your mind, but don't expect anything to be nailed down and accomplished. But once that moon enters Capricorn, this very industrious afternoon into evening, and a lot can be accomplished. The only other thing I want to say about this weekend is because of the Venus-Uranus picture in the sky, you may be attracted to something that ordinarily doesn't attract you. This may not be bad or good. It's just be aware. It's a transit. It's fleeting. And so I wouldn't invest a heavy amount of money in whatever it is that attracts you. And now I turn it over to Susie.
So watch out if you're on a dating website that weekend.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go into our meditation. I invite everyone to take 10 minutes to work with the Turbo Boost energy. Just taking a deep breath, feeling yourself relaxing, slowing down just for 10 minutes. Take a deep breath and feel yourself in your body. Feel yourself arriving. Feel yourself becoming heavier and deepening. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. And as we arrive here, we can feel all of the energy in our body. And again, just taking another deep breath and arriving. And we know about all of the many, many things that we can do, that ahead of us is a productive week where we can get a lot of things done, where there can be clarity, communication, productivity, awareness, deepening. And we can look also at the shadow. We can look at the darkness. We can look at the fears that we have in place, the fears that perhaps stop us from doing anything, the fears that might restrict us, the fears that might hold us back. So just for a few moments, let's just look at what are your fears. Just have a little look now at what am I truly afraid of? And just to notice how much of that one fear or 10 or 100 fears, how much of those fears really hold us back? How much of that fear acts as a restraint? It might be a very healthy restraint, stopping you from doing something that might be risky or perhaps not convenient to staying alive. But a lot of our fears tend to be things that we have almost used in a way as an excuse to grow or to even be adventurous. Some of those more simple fears, some of those more generic fears. And just by being a fear itself, it's not only restrictive, but it also has a very specific type of energy. And that energy is one usually of constriction. So if you just think of something that you might be afraid of and really take yourself into that fear, you'll feel the body start to pump adrenaline. You'll probably maybe freeze or be paralyzed, or maybe you're like quick jumping into action, that fight or flight response. We have a very, very specific set of chemicals, hormones that are triggered and sent into the body when we have fear. So it's important to really look at what is the fear? What am I afraid of? What does that fear do to me? How does it alter my life? How does it change my life? And to understand that being in a fearful state can actually have a very strong physiological impact on the body. Not particularly good if we're in it for a long time. Once in a while, if we're running around the savannah and a giant saber-toothed tiger comes at us, yes, the fear is good. It gives us the adrenaline to run. But to be in that state all the time is not good. So we need to learn how to be fearless, how to be courageous, and how to really understand our fears and to use that energy, to use the energy to propel us forward in our lives, to propel the expansion. So just deepen into the things that you're afraid of. Usually we just go there very superficially, with our bikinis on, like on floating on the top of a wave. We don't put on the diving suit. We don't put on the oxygen tank and go deep. We generally just meet the fear, accept it, swim around, and then say, okay, not coming back here for a long time. Just try and deepen into it. Deepen into the state. Deepen into the darkness, what I'm afraid of. Don't worry, we have the oxygen tank. Go into that state and keep going deeper and deeper each time you hit a level. When you think you've hit rock bottom, just deepen more into the fear. Experience it. Begin to experience what it is. What does it feel like? What are the sensations you have? What is it that really could happen? What does this fear represent for you? And every now and then it's really good just to go deeply into the fear when you are in a state of meditation. And very often you'll get some sort of understanding. Very often you'll get a little breakthrough, a little more insight into what it's about, where it's coming from, and what you learn from this fear, what you learn from being in the state. If every state that we are in can be a learning experience, instead of just being caught up in the wave of emotion, why can't we just deepen into it and really understand, why have I been brought to this place? Why has my consciousness, my awareness, why is my karma, why has my cause and effect relationship brought me to this place? What do I learn from this place? What do I learn from this place so that I can either understand it and grow from it, or if it's a nice place, that I can stay in? Why can't I be in this place more often? Discipline, taking charge of the mind, being in command of the thoughts, being in command of the feelings, that's the goal. Being in command so that we can bring more purpose, more happiness, more depth into our lives. Depth. Depth being perhaps one of the most important ways that we can really understand. Going from the physical, deepening into the emotional state, deepening into the mental state from which arises the emotions. Deepening from that mental state into the spiritual state. And the spiritual state can still be full of concepts and dialogues. So deepen into the energetic state, the deep, deep state of your sovereign field. And as you sit there taking a few deeper breaths, notice that this state is powerful, is boundless, infinite energy. This is the well from which you erupt, the well from which you create everything. It is pure, it is vital force. And breathing this gently into all of your being, into all of the state, gently opening your eyes and feeling this turbo boost of energy. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. We so much look forward to being with you next week for the second week of February 2021. Thanks, everybody. Love now. Thank you, Pam. Have a great week.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.